Hey, what up, world, man? I thought I was fucking recording. The funny shit. But neither here nor there, man. This is your man T. I'm back with another episode of Straight Talk with T. Tonight's topic, man, is basically it's something regarding life. One of the things I was seeing was one of my homeboys, his brothers, had something on Facebook regarding healthcare. And I responded to his shit on Facebook. And white guy responded, well, he doesn't think everybody should have healthcare. I'm thinking, man, this shit is fucking sick. People don't really realize like how fucking sick the world is. Like, think about how sick the world is. The world is so sick that motherfuckers would rather get paid than help people. You're talking about motherfuckers who are sick. And you're dealing with people who were saying, I'd rather people be sick than get them health care because they didn't pay. I responded to this motherfucker. Well, do you not understand that prisoners don't have to pay any health insurance, but they get it. They get three hots and a cot and health insurance. Anybody who's a prisoner in the local or county jail system. The politicians, after so long, they get free health care. But you're telling me every human in America shouldn't get it? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you to the point where you don't believe so? What the fuck do you think they do when they go to the emergency room? It's called the lack of education, man. Like, this is what's going on where people actually think they're better than everybody. The fucking crazy shit gonna be when everybody fucking die. At times I look at it like I don't really give a fuck. I really don't. Sometimes I'm scared to death, and sometimes my mental is like, why? Like, why are you scared of that shit? That shit coming to everybody, man. Like, you have the most, like, I tell people, I honestly say, the motherfuckers who commit suicide bombings and shit, they actually believe what they believe. That's why they do what they fucking do. The motherfuckers who, Christian, who sit back and complain, and or not complain, but think that they are gonna go to heaven. It's like, but you scared to die. How you gonna get to where you trying to go if you don't die? But you got a motherfucker over here who believe what he believes. He ain't scared to die for it. Tell them motherfuckers all the time. I said, that's the difference between them and you. Me, I'm not religious. So I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to have a painful death. I just want to wake up dead than a motherfucker. But neither here nor there, man. But I had to get in his ass about that, man, because it's just like motherfuckers would rather see their human or fellow man suffering than to have insurance and shit. And I think that's the most ridiculous shit on planet Earth. Facts. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just sit back and I was thinking about money. Let's talk about money. How many motherfuckers really think that money is the root of all evil? I sit back and I think, like, damn, man. Like, think about that shit, money. money. How much money can you have? How much money can you spend? How much money? You know what I mean? How much money can you actually have? They say that the disparity between the rich and the poor is so wide that it's out of control. It's out of control. You know what I mean? And you talking about money where we got people living in the streets. And Donald Trump talking about a goddamn space force. Like, this shit, it's like a goddamn dream. The fuck? That's what I'm talking about. Money. How much money? You talking money, but you talking about a goddamn space force, and you don't want to pay for fucking healthcare? Y'all don't want wages to go up? But you talking about a fucking space... Nigga, this nigga talking about a goddamn space force, man. A space force. Listen, man. Say we need, and Pence fucking dumbass gets on the fucking news and say, we need a fucking space force. Man, this shit is so ridiculous that it's like, this shit is like a fucking nightmare. And it's hard to believe that this shit is really going on. The nigga said we need a space force. I wouldn't give a fuck who's in space first. Bruh. The shit is absolutely for real ridiculous. That nigga said, yo, I don't know, man. It's just, it's to the point where you look back and you wonder why and how did this shit ever happen? And then you sit back and you think, like, this is what happened when motherfuckers actually believe that they're superior. It's horrible, man. This, and forgive me because this is not my best work as a on my podcast, man. But I just sit back and I think, like, this shit ridiculous, dog. You know what I mean? But, you know, who the fuck am I, man? Look, stay tuned, man, to the next episode, man. I'm about to celebrate my anniversary. Marriage anniversary, first year, second time being married. So, holla at your boy, man. Anybody got something to say, holla. Hey, what up, world, man? I thought I was fucking recording. Aha, the funny shit. But neither here nor there, man. This is your man, T. I'm back with another episode of Straight Talk with T. Tonight's topic, man, is basically, it's something regarding life. You know, one of the things I was seeing was, one of my homeboys, his brothers, had something on Facebook regarding healthcare. And I responded to his shit on Facebook. And white guy responded, well, he doesn't think everybody should have healthcare. I'm thinking, man, it's This shit is fucking sick. People don't really realize, like, how fucking sick the world is. Like, think about how sick the world is. The world is so sick that motherfuckers would rather get paid than help people. You're talking about motherfuckers who are sick. And you're dealing with people who are saying, I'd rather people be sick than get them health care because they didn't pay. I responded to this motherfucker. But do you not understand that prisoners don't have to pay any health insurance, but they get it? They get three hots and a cot and health insurance. Anybody who's a prisoner in the local or county jail system. The politicians, after so long, they get free health care. But you're telling me every human in America shouldn't get it? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you to the point where you don't believe so? What the fuck do you think they do when they go to the emergency room? It's called the lack of education, man. Like, this is what's going on where people actually think they're better than everybody. The fucking crazy shit gonna be when everybody fucking die. You know, at times I look at it like, I don't really give a fuck. I really don't. You know, sometimes I'm scared to death, and sometimes my mental is like, why? Like, why are you scared of that shit? That shit coming to everybody, man. Like, you have the most, like, I tell people, I honestly say, the motherfuckers who commit suicide bombings and shit, they actually believe what they believe. That's why they do what they fucking do. The motherfuckers who, you know, Christian, who sit back and complain, and or not complain, but think that they are going to go to heaven. It's like, but you scared to die. How you going to get to where you trying to go if you don't die? But you got a motherfucker over here who believe what he believes. He ain't scared to die for it. I tell them motherfuckers all the time. I said, that's the difference between them and you. Me, I'm not religious. So I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to have a painful death. I just want to wake up dead than a motherfucker. But neither here nor there, man. But I had to get in his ass about that, man. Because it's just like motherfuckers would rather see their human or fellow man suffering than to have insurance and shit. And I think that's the most ridiculous shit on planet Earth. Facts. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just sit back and I was thinking about money. You know, let's talk about money. How many motherfuckers really think that money is the root of all evil? I sit back and I think, like, damn, man. Like, think about that shit, money. Money. How much money can you have? How much money can you spend? How much money? You know what I mean? How much money can you actually have? They say that the disparity between the rich and the poor is so wide that it's out of control. It's out of control. You know what I mean? And you talking about money where we got people living in the streets and Donald Trump talking about a goddamn space force. Like this shit, it's like a goddamn dream. The fuck? That's what I'm talking about. Money. How much money? You talking money, but you talking about a goddamn space force. And you don't want to pay for fucking health care? Y'all don't want wages to go up? But you talking about a fucking space... Nigga. This nigga talking about a goddamn space force, man. A space force... Listen, man. Say we need... And Pence fucking dumbass gets on the fucking news and say, we need a fucking space force. Man, this shit is so ridiculous that it's like, this shit is like a fucking nightmare. And it's hard to believe that this shit is really going on. The nigga said we need a space force. I wouldn't give a fuck who's in space first. Bruh, this shit is absolutely for real ridiculous. That nigga said, yo, I don't know, man. It's to the point where you look back and you wonder why and how did this shit ever happen? And then you sit back and you think, like, this is what happened when motherfuckers actually believe that they're superior. It's horrible, man. And forgive me because this is not my best work as a on my podcast, man, but I just sit back and I think, like, this shit ridiculous, dog. You know what I mean? But, you know, who the fuck am I, man? Look, stay tuned, man, to the next episode, man. I'm about to celebrate my anniversary, marriage anniversary, first year, second time being married. So holla at your boy, man. Anybody got something to say, holla. Hey, what up, world, man? I thought I was fucking recording. The funny shit. But neither here nor there, man. This is your man, T. I'm back with another episode of Straight Talk with T. Tonight's topic, man, is basically... It's something regarding life. You know, one of the things I was seeing was one of my homeboys, his brothers, had something on Facebook regarding healthcare, and I responded to his shit on Facebook. And white guy responded, well, he doesn't think everybody should have health care. I'm thinking, man, this shit is fucking sick. People don't really realize, like, how fucking sick the world is. Like, think about how sick the world is. The world is so sick that motherfuckers would rather get paid than help people. You're talking about motherfuckers who are sick. And you're dealing with people who are saying, I'd rather people be sick than get them health care because they didn't pay. I responded to this motherfucker. But do you not understand that prisoners don't have to pay any health insurance? but they get it. They get three hots in a cot and health insurance. Anybody who's a prisoner in the local or county jail system, the politicians, after so long, they get free health care. But you're telling me every human in America shouldn't get it? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you to the point where you don't believe so? What the fuck do you think they do when they go to the emergency room? It's called the lack of education, man. Like, this is what's going on where people actually think they're better than everybody. The fucking crazy shit gonna be when everybody fucking die. You know, at times I look at it like, I don't really give a fuck. I really don't. You know, sometimes I'm scared to death, and sometimes my mental is like, why? Like, why are you scared of that shit? That shit coming to everybody, man. Like, you have the most, like, I tell people, I honestly say, the motherfuckers who commit suicide bombings and shit, they actually believe what they believe. That's why they do what they fucking do. The motherfuckers who, you know, Christian, who sit back and complain, and, or not complain, but think that they are gonna go to heaven. It's like, but you scared to die. How you gonna get to where you trying to go if you don't die? But you got a motherfucker over here who believe what he believes. He ain't scared to die for it. Tell them motherfuckers all the time. I said, that's the difference between them and you. Me, I'm not religious. So I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to have a painful death. I just want to wake up dead than a motherfucker. But neither here nor there, man. But I had to get in his ass about that, man. Because it's just like, motherfuckers would rather see their human or fellow man suffering than to have insurance and shit. And I think that's the most ridiculous shit on planet Earth. Facts. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just sit back and I was thinking about money. You know, let's talk about money. How many motherfuckers really think that money is the root of all evil? I sit back and I think, like, damn, man. Like, think about that shit, money. Money. How much money can you have? How much money can you spend? How much money? You know what I mean? How much money can you actually have? They say that the disparity between the rich and the poor is so wide that it's out of control. It's out of control. You know what I mean? And you talking about money where we got people living in the streets. And Donald Trump talking about a goddamn space force. Like, this shit, it's like a goddamn dream. The fuck? That's what I'm talking about. Money. How much money? You're talking money, but you're talking about a goddamn space force, and you don't want to pay for fucking health care? Y'all don't want wages to go up? But you're talking about a fucking space... Nigga, this nigga talking about a goddamn space force, man. a space for, listen, man. Say we need, and Pence fucking dumbass gets on the fucking news and say, we need a fucking space force. Man, this shit is so ridiculous that it's like, this shit is like a fucking nightmare. And it's hard to believe that this shit is really going on. The nigga said we need a space force. I wouldn't give a fuck who's in space first. Bruh. The shit is absolutely for real ridiculous. That nigga said, yo, I don't know, man. It's just, it's to the point where you look back and you wonder why and how did this shit ever happen? And then you sit back and you think, like, this is what happened when motherfuckers actually believe that they're superior. It's horrible, man. This, and forgive me because this is not my best work as a on my podcast, man. But I just sit back and I think, like, this shit ridiculous, dog. You know what I mean? But, you know, who the fuck am I, man? Look, stay tuned, man, to the next episode, man. I'm about to celebrate my anniversary. Marriage anniversary, first year, second time being married. So, holla at your boy, man. Anybody got something to say, holla.
Hey, what up, world? This your man, T. I'm back. Just shot an episode, man, but for some reason, the damn thing didn't take like it should have. Having little difficulties, however, I'm back. Man, but I'm going to shoot this time and make sure it's done right because I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. All right, you know, I'm going to touch base on a couple things. First thing is, you know, I was on social media. Being on social media, I seen this post about, black people that were shopping or trying to shop in New Jersey, Jersey Shore, or something like that, at some type of gift shop. And basically, the woman didn't want them there shopping or whatever, so she made up some lie or excuse, so to speak, and said, well, you know, they need a chaperone. So all of a sudden, they come back in with a chaperone. Then the woman said, well, she's not a chaperone. So all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose and they start recording and tell the real reason, what's the real reason, you know, and she basically says she just didn't want them there shopping. All right, cool. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I think I ended up posting on something like, yo, like, why do we as blacks keep subjecting ourselves to that type of bullshit, you know, because at the end of the day, if you don't want me there, then I'm not going to shop there. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need my money. I don't need your shit, you know? And I think some female, she responded with to me, like, the way I was saying it, like, you know, we shouldn't fight against the racists and all this other shit. I'm thinking, shorty, that's not my fight is. My fight is basically saying, like, I'm not going to sit here and entertain motherfuckers to the point where I'm swallowing my pride to prove a point. You know, I used to get told by my cousin, a motherfucker that's walking in the crosswalk, yeah, you might have that light with the little man on it to walk in the crosswalk, but is that shit worth you getting hit by a vehicle? You had the right of way, but is that going to equal you surviving a fucking hit because you had the right of way? No. So my point about saying that is, just because you have that right, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to sit and act on it to say, I want to go spend my money with people who don't want my fucking money. Like, that's like saying, I want to drink that fucking poison because you telling me it's poison and I can't drink it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Because the poison being those establishments that's telling me that. You know, and so I had to hit her with a little education. I was like, yo, first off, we used to have our own shit. Black Wall Street was one. It was an establishment in Chicago. It was establishments in Wilmington, North Carolina. It was establishments all over the U.S. But, you know, somehow we got rid of our shit to be a part of their shit. And they didn't want us a part of their shit. But so they basically said the law states we have to serve you, even though we don't want to. And I'm not saying, and I always tell people, I'm not saying that for the good people who care enough to say, I don't care if you're white, black, green, because money is money. I'm not saying about those people. I'm saying, but the people who don't care about you, your race, your culture, your people, and don't want you there, don't go. You know, like I told them, like the chicken don't go chill with the fox and the sheep don't go out there to go break bread with the wolves. Like, doing the same shit, expecting different results is insanity. So, again, it's not about whether I'm fighting for racism or fighting against prejudice, but I'm not the type of guy that if you tell me don't go over there because they don't, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to sit there and fight and argue with you. I'm not going to waste my positive energy on trying to prove to you that you should serve me, that it's your establishment. Example being just like the couple that wanted the gay cake or whatever the case was. I said gay cake, but wanted the cake made for the gays for marriage or something like that. And the people said, no, I don't bake cakes for gays. Okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, why am I going to fight with that shit? I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say I'm not, I'm just speaking hypothetically saying I wouldn't fight for it. Go to a shop that says, I don't care. I will bake a cake for a fucking donkey and a goddamn cow if you want. I would do whatever's necessary because I want the money. Because some people can't put their egos aside for business. You have some people like, money is money, bro. And I will accept it from anybody. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I look at it. I always say, I don't, my mama used to say, don't go where you're not wanted. So why would I go? You know what I mean? That's my take on it. And like I'm trying to tell her, like, you can sit there and fight that shit all day. That's on you. Fighting that is not the same as fighting injustices. It's not the same as saying that if a woman is working the same as a man, she shouldn't get compensated the same. It's not the same as saying if you're working in an establishment that's, let's say, corporate America, if you work in that Bank of America, that's not to say that I should have the same opportunities of working. I'm saying that if it's a privately owned business, if that person says, I don't want to serve you, then fuck it. Why am I going to go there to fucking try and give you my money? You know what I mean? It's like we glut for punishment. And on the episode I taped prior to this that didn't take, you know, I that's how I look at life, man. Like, I'm not going to waste my positive energy on your negative bullshit. That's just, I just can't do it and I won't do it. And at the end of the day, it's all about being positive. It's all about saying, okay, cool. I won't go there. But guess what? Somebody down the street to sell me this shit. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I'm not going to fight with you because you have that. You have a right to feel a certain way about people. People are naturally prejudiced. Some people might not like people with curly hair. Some might not like people with long hair. Some might like people that's skinny. Some might like people that's big. Some might like fat women, skinny women, whatever the case is. You know, that's the prejudice. Like, oh, they fat, so they stink. Or they skinny, so they steal, whatever the case is. That's that prejudice. But they have a preference to feel like that because that's them. That's their personal convictions. That's what they do. So who am I to change how you feel? You know what I mean? That's not my job. My job is to live every day the way I do and just enjoy life while I can. I'm not going to fight about no fucking bullshit. You know, if it's a store like Walmart and I go in there and they treat me like any kind of way, then I'll take that shit to court. Because that's a corporation. That's one of these establishments that's all over the world. And I don't have to sit here and spend my money there. But guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make sure that everybody else can go in there and spend their money. I'm gonna make sure I can. What's the difference? The difference is, even though Walmart's is a big, I think it's a monopoly because it takes everybody else's business out, versus some mom and pop store. Because at the end of the day, I don't have to stop shopping at little mom and pop store. But guess what? 9 times out of 10, you either shopping at Walmart or you shit out of luck, because Kmart ain't around like it used to be. Where I'm from, we used to have this place called Roses. And we used to have this little place, mom and pop place called Jones. So we don't have those no more. So now, you know, you have this monopolized of Walmart. So in that aspect, then, but you can go to a different Walmart and they might treat you entirely different, because 9 times out of 10, who is at Walmart working? Black people. That's my difference. But switching gears, man. You know, I had this conversation with folk before, and I used to tell folk, and it ties with that. I said, man, integration was murderous to our people. Some people look at me and say, what you mean? I said, we took money out of our own communities. We took our money out of our communities and we opened the floodgate to give them our money. Think about it. We had our own busing system. We had our own lawyers, doctors, which we have some now, but guess what? Now you got a plethora of other lawyers and doctors. We used to have our own communities. And as the late great Dick Gregory said, we don't have communities now because we don't own shit. The cat on the corner store, who owns that corner store, he might be an Arab, he might be an Indian, he might be a Latino. So, but black people don't. And it's like, how the hell you don't own a store in your own fucking hood? How you don't own the dry cleaners in your own hood? How you don't own a damn electric shop in your own hood? Because we don't own the communities. We go in there and spend the money in the bodegas. Yeah. Up north, they spend the money in the bodegas, but they don't own them. You know, you don't own the pizza place. Cats go to Little Italy to get pizza. Cats go to Spanish Harlem to get the beans and rice. And it's like, you know, we don't own a damn thing. So then we always talking about why we getting kicked out of this place and that, but because we don't own shit. Well, you can't run back there. You don't own, like I said, you don't own the dry cleaners. You don't own the nail salons, the hair salons. You know, nowadays, the most of the nail places are ran and owned by who? The Asians. Most of the dry cleaners are owned by who? The Asians. You can find a Chinese restaurant in any black business. Or near a black business in the world. You can find a Chinese restaurant anywhere on any side of the hood. Facts. People talk about the liquor stores. You can find the liquor stores. You can find whatever. You know what I mean? But guess who don't own it? We don't. So integration killed that for us. You know, and then on top of that, we wanted to be a part of them so bad, we put our children, when I say we don't talk to blacks, our children who were subjected to brutality, racism, prejudice, fighting, name calling, just to go to school with them. For what? For what? Because of a false sense of inclusion. It was a false sense. It had nothing to do with your education, because we was obviously learning from our school systems. HBCU's been around. Then once they started brain draining and taking our biggest and best and brightest, what did they do? They invited them to the NCAAs. So now we don't get the top players, black athletes, because most of the basketball players and football players are black athletes. They go to the white schools. So now the white people look at them like, oh, I'll just get him and he'll bring in millions for us. Imagine how much money they would bring to the HBCUs if they was like, fuck it, I'm not going to a white school, I'm going to HBCU. Imagine that for a minute. That's real talk. That's real talk. Prime example. You think about Zion Williams. He going to Duke. Imagine what would have happened if he went to North Carolina A&T. Gymnasiums would sell out. People, I read what somebody said. Well, they go to the white schools for a better opportunity. What better opportunity? If you're a phenom, you're a phenom. If you the number one player in the nation, I don't care where you play at, you going to get drafted. Football and baseball the same. I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, that's how I feel about that, man. I just feel like our players should stick to our schools, man, and go there and boost it. Learn from our people so you can get a sense of purpose. I think like nowadays it's so much about the money that people miss the real purpose. Like the purpose might be like LeBron, he opened up that school. But again, just imagine if LeBron opened up a college, a university. If Donald Trump did it and that shit failed, I'm quite sure LeBron can do it and it can excel. Because I think it's more so about the heart and the godliness and the great intention. My opinion. You know. But it's just crazy because, you know, I look at the condition our people in, man, and it's disheartening. It hurts. It's painful to sit and watch it. And people act like they don't care. And people might listen to this episode and think it's bullshit and just keep on going about their day. But when you look at this, you look at what's really going on, this is all facts, man. It's all facts, you know. But in today's topic, man, news, I'm listening. That, like, it's just amazing. Because I was watching the news. And what gives the police the right to do what the fuck they want to do? I was just sitting there watching. This police actually hit this young white boy on a bike. Oh, no, he was off the bike. I'm sorry. He was running. And he hit him. And the police chief said, oh, it was the car. It was a malfunction. Nigga, the malfunction was that motherfucker drove that shit over there and tried to hit that motherfucker and kill him. And y'all don't give a fuck. It's like y'all think the shit funny or it's like it was policy that we'll check the policy. Nah, nigga, check the policy that if an ordinary citizen did the shit, citizens be in jail. What the fuck makes you think because you got a badge and a goddamn gun that you can do what the fuck you want to do and harm people the way you want to harm people? Get the fuck out of here and miss me with that bullshit. Then they tried to say he was resisting arrest. That's why he was arrested, because he was resisting arrest. Man, how in the fuck can you get arrested for resisting arrest when you didn't have a charge to be arrested for? Like, listen, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to arrest you because you resisted arrest. That's like a fucking double negative. You can't arrest me for not resisting if I wasn't under arrest. Like, arresting me would be a charge, like murder. If you murder somebody and the cops was trying to put the handcuffs on you, then you resisting and you try to run, that's resisting arrest. That's another charge. That's two charges. That's a murder charge, resisting arrest charge. That's resisting arrest. But if I'm not under arrest and then you tell me you're under arrest for resisting arrest, it's like, well, what the fuck was I being arrested for to get to quote unquote be considered under arrest? It's like this shit should be a slam dunk for fucking lawyers and judges. But it's like either they incompetent or the system is so fucking bullshit that people don't even realize that shit. Because that's to be the first thing I argued. I'd be like, Your Honor, how could I be under arrest if I was never charged for anything? Like, in order to be arrested, I had to be charged. Or in order to be under arrest for resisting arrest, there had to be a crime to be committed. What was the crime? The crime can't be resisting arrest because, therefore, you're saying you're under arrest for resisting. Like, I was standing still, so you say I was resisting arrest. So why was you putting the braces on me to arrest me? What was that charge? It's just so sick, man. And I just pray, man. And I just hope the creator just finds it in his heart to destroy all this shit. I don't give a fuck. I said that to somebody. They was like, no. And I'm like, yeah. Because it's sick, man. It's to the point where you're no longer living. You're existing in a matrix of fear about bullshit. At least that's how I see it, man. I just pray, man, that this shit is what it is, man. But it's hilarious at times. It's time I have to laugh to keep crying to make sure just stay. Pray it up, man. Last thing for the day, man. It's a couple other topics I'll drop later on this week, but I seen the shit about Giuliani said, "Truth isn't truth, man." What the fuck, man? And he's Trump's lawyer. Every day they on the news lying. Every day they talking bullshit, and motherfuckers don't even care. That's the funny shit. Like, motherfuckers don't even care. You got tweets. You got factual evidence that contradicts everything Giuliani has said. From then to now, I just seen something today in '98 where he was like, if a president it has to go before grand jury, he needs to do it. He's supposed to do it. He should do it. Now he's saying, nah, that's not the case. They tried to jam Bill Clinton for getting head, man. They tried to impeach that nigga for getting his dick sucked. Now, when you got collusion, when you got obstruction, when you got motherfuckers just do what the fuck they want, they said, well, we don't know how to handle this because there's no precedent for it. But that's why you have three branches of government, which is called checks and balances. I said this before, Supreme Court interprets the Constitution. Congress, president, he basically is the figurehead in the executive branch. So Congress can easily say, this is the law. We're going to make this law that says that any president that has to go on trial, he or she must stand trial because that's what people don't understand. You are a citizen fucking first, man. You are a citizen first. No citizen is above the law. But I just pray that Yahweh, the creator of all things, just handles this and so I can sit back and watch it. As a young God, man, I tell everybody, man, act as such and be gods, man, and you'll see the difference. That's who I am. This your man T. Last note, and from now on, when I end my joint, I will say peace and blessings to all. Let Yahweh or whatever your spirituality, let that guide you, man, and let it lead you to a better place, a better tomorrow than it was today, man. And may all things come to fruition that you pray and ask for, speaking into existence. As always, your boy T, I'm out.